You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8:45, quarter till 9. We've been talking about some history this week as we begin the new year, and we're joined now by Molly Reed Cleaver, senior editor at the Historic New Orleans Collection. Good morning, Ms. Reed Cleaver. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Is happy Carnival.
Happy Carnival and Happy New Year. Is it okay to call you Molly?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the history of doubloon, because so many times, and this is... I guess what we kind of focus on, we're surrounded by so many things that we just take for granted, and we don't even realize how they came to be into existence. So tell me the story of the doubloon. At what point did people start throwing doubloons from Mardi Gras floats and people start picking them up?
Sure. It dates to a very precise year and a particular man. 1961 was the first year of the doubloon. And it was all the brainchild of an artist, Kentucky-born, New Orleans. He had lived his adult life in New Orleans as a commercial artist. And he was sort of a jack-of-all-trades. He had worked in the 30s and 40s as a commercial artist, doing paintings, etchings for hotels and buildings. He had a very interesting career, but he had also taught himself the art of intaglio graving, which is a very, millennia old art form of making coins or medallions by engraving a die and then stamping metals from it. And he thought that lightweight aluminum medallions, which he called doubloons, even though doubloons are traditionally, historically a Spanish coin, mm-hmm. He kind of applied that term to this commemorative medallion. And he tried selling it to various businesses, as commemorative gifts, or to various, I don't know if he had pitched other carnival crews before, but he had been trying to sell this idea as a keepsake for several years and had gotten nowhere. And in 1960, he got connected with the School of Design, or REX, mm-hmm. the REX organization, and said, I'm going to give it one last shot. And if nobody picks up on this, then I'll put this dream to bed. And so he pitched a senior official in the REX organization, Darwin Fenner, on these keepsakes. And Fenner was interested, but he said, I don't know about tossing coins in people's faces. Isn't that going to hurt them? Mm-hmm. And he said, look, and he threw a handful in his face.
Realized
that these are...
He yeah. really did that?
Yes.
Well,
he really did that.
That takes some doubloons to do that, I'll tell you that.
Oh, man, this guy had chutzpah. And without any sort of pretense, he was just a very enthusiastic person. And right away, the REX organization said, this is great, let's do it. And
wait,
so,
I just
got to
pause you for a second.
For
a second here. So uh-huh. you got a meeting with the leader of the REX organization, and the leader says, isn't this going to hurt people? And he says, no. And you toss a handful of balloons into the face of the leader of the REX organization.
Yeah.
For those people that are listening.
We know how Mardi Gras is.
Huh?
You got to be watching out. We know
yeah.
how stuff flies at you. And so he said, well, hey, I'm going to give you a proof of concept right here, right now.
For people that are potential salespeople out there, that's going for it. That's that boy, that's confidence in your product there, right?
He was ready to swing for the fences.
Man.
Because he knew that if it didn't work out, he was just going to have to give up on this little pipe dream of his. But it was a success. Sharp said in an interview, you know, near the end of his life, that first Mardi Gras, he and his wife and daughter were watching from the Queen's Stand, which is, you know, downtown, near the end of the parade route. And word of these new throws started, you know, reaching the crowds even before the parade arrived. So people were excited about it. And very quickly after that first year, and HNOC has examples of that first doubloon that you can come see at our research center anytime. After that first year, doubloons took off. And not only that, this is what's really interesting to me, is that there were no signature throws before the doubloon. Zulu is sort of an exception because they threw coconuts, but they were not decorated or adorned or, you know, distinguished from year to year in the way that is standard now. Now it's just normal for all crews to have signature throws. Many of them, they change from year to year, but that was not the case before doubloons. You had, you know, the glass beads and other trinkets, but they were not brandished with any sort of insignia particular to the crew. And Alvin Sharp, he invented that. So within, you know, immediately, other crews started adopting the doubloon idea. And this is very interesting. It sort of kicked off a whole interest nationwide in commemorative medallions. And so some listeners might remember that, you know, throughout the 60s and 70s, there were commercial mints that would produce souvenir medallions, and they typically operated with a subscription. And Alvin Sharp, he kicked all that into motion. So he's a great New Orleans character and also a great sort of character in the world of coin collecting.
All right, let me take a break. I want to pick it up here. When we come back, I want to talk about the historic New Orleans collection as well, because talk about one of those things that's around us that we don't always take advantage of. The historic New Orleans collection is certainly one of those. Molly Reed Cleaver is our guest. She's senior editor of the historic New Orleans collection. We're talking about the birth of the doubloon. And just when you think you've heard it all, last stop, Rex Organization. Well, let's go for it. Let's see. You think it's going to hurt? Here you go. I'm going to throw a handful in your face. You tell me. 852, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I don't know if H. Alvin Sharp was all of that, but he's the man that changed Mardi Gras and brought the Mardi Gras doubloon into existence. Molly Reed Cleaver is our guest, senior editor of the historic New Orleans collection. Molly,
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did he create anything else, or did he bring anything else to the Mardi Gras table, so to speak?
The doubloon was his one monumental contribution to Mardi Gras. Other than that, I don't know that we would remember him. Mm-hmm. As I said, he was a commercial artist who had success in the 30s and 40s, but he wasn't running in the artist set. He was a very modest man. When he won an art contest for a painting that he had done in, I think, 1940, they did a write-up in the paper, and he really was self-deprecating and said, well, I don't know if I'm worth all this fuss. You know, I have several more decades until I think I will be an artist of any repute. He was very unpretentious and extremely enthusiastic about learning lifelong. So he's a fascinating character, but if he had not invented the doubloon and made his stamp on Mardi Gras that way, I'm not sure that we would talk about him very much. Oh, another fun fact is that he did the murals at the Board of Trade building, 12 large murals that are all painted on the dome, and he didn't even get a chance to sign them because when he finished, they took the scaffolding down so quickly, he didn't have a chance to sign them. And so the city completely forgot about that contribution until 5 days before his death, they honored him. Someone put it together. This guy did these murals. We've never recognized him. And they had a little ceremony honoring him. And 5 days later, he died at the age of 71.
And ironically, if that had been today, the scaffolding would probably still be up. Let me talk quickly about the historic New Orleans collection, Molly, for people that don't understand what it is and how they can access it.
Yes, we are a museum, research center, and publisher right in the heart of the French Quarter, where our museum is located at 520 Royal Street, and it's free to the public Tuesday through Sunday. We have exhibitions, permanent exhibitions on the history of the French Quarter. So you'll see some Mardi Gras stuff in there. One on our coastal environment and coastal culture called Vanishing Bounty. And in March, we're going to have an immersive exhibition on the American Revolution. It's going to be an augmented reality exhibition. We had one similar to this using AR technology about Notre Dame. Some people might remember that show a few years back. And so that will be another really fun show. And in the fall, we're going to have a big exhibition and book about the one and only Bunny Matthews.
Wow. Awesome. I would imagine there's a website.
Yes, it's hnoc.org. And a couple things carnival related. Today we are having a carnival kickoff.
Hang on,
party
Molly. Hang on.
Shop.
Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Done getting more New Orleans than Ian McNulty talking about food and dining, or Molly Reed Cleaver, a senior editor at the Historic New Orleans Collection. So before we go to Ian McNulty, Molly, you wanted to mention some things that's going on at that are going on at the Historic New Orleans Collection.
Yeah, thank you for letting me back on. So we are having a king cake kickoff party today at our shop. A lot of people love our shop downtown in the French Quarter at 520 Royal Street. It's today from 1:30 to 3:30. We're going to have a bunch of different king cakes, free samples, the Mary Antoinettes, and just a good time celebrating the start to carnival. And then also we've got a series of short talks. We call them shortcut talks. They're, you know, 15, 20-minute free talks in our museum. And this during carnival, we're going to have them focused on Mardi Gras throws, the entire history from, you know, sweet treats handed from ladies in carriages back in the day to the wonderful smorgasbord of trinkets that we have today.
Sounds like a good time. And Molly, look, I made my resolution for 2026 to educate people about the city and let them know everything that's going on. For example, earlier this week, it was the anniversary of the Mark Essex shooting, and a lot of people weren't even alive for that. They have no idea that that went on. So we're going to count on you as our historian, okay?
Please do. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And tell me again about the celebration today. It starts when?
1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Hopefully the rain won't be in quite yet.
And the location is on?
520 Royal Street in the French Quarter. We'll have king cake from Dough Winners, Bittersweet Confections, Breads on Oak, and a number of other bakeries.
Get ready to lines forming now. Thank you, Molly.
All right. Thanks
so much.
Appreciate
it. You bet. Ian McNulty joins us now, who covers food.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.